Здравствуйте, любимые товарищи.
Величайшие. Hello, dear friends. Beloved. Massive World League. We are starting our gathering of friends with an excerpt from Rabash's first article, The Purpose of Society 1. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of men and not to remain as a beast.
Дорогие любимые товарищи, мы всех вас любим.
Dear beloved friends, we love you all. We wait. We are waiting for the coming Congress in February. The main event is going to be in the Arava. We'll have the men there, true men, the strongest of the group, who are going to assemble and raise a deficiency, a man, to the Creator. So we would all draw the light from the Creator for connection, and will then radiate it towards the whole world. But now, we are talking to you about Novosibirsk, the city in the north. It's very cold there right now, but compared to Jerusalem and Petah Tikva, they feel good because it's warm there. And we'll go to Novosibirsk. Friends, a great trepidation to speak in this gathering of friends. It's the first time for me. The friends counted on me to speak. The group is the most important thing. I understood it throughout this year.
About
a year ago, I came to know the wisdom of Kabbalah. I was in the Congress, and I understand that the world Kli just sucked me in, lifted me up on their hands. It's a gift from the Creator. The fact that you can feel that which is outside of you. That is the true reality, to be in such a great group. They asked us to speak because Maxim and I are going to the Arva. And there is a great trepidation. You're losing your words. It's our first Congress in Israel. There are no words, really. Because what we see on the screen, how we feel you,
просверливает буквально насквозь. Вот. Мы очень,
не знаю. It's not even the correct word because it penetrates us deeply. I don't know. We love you so much. We appreciate you. I don't know what else to say.
хвала Творцу, что вот так случилось, что мы все обрели группу как новую жизнь.
But thank you. Great gratitude to the Creator.
Хорошо, что у нас у каждого есть
for
десятка товарищей.
Receiving the group, starting a new life. It's very good that each of us has a 10 as friends. As Maxim said, this is the greatest gift. L'chaim.
Порядок собрания общества. Прежде всего, когда собираются товарищи, необходима повестка дня. Это значит, что каждый в мере своих сил будет говорить.
Sorry, the agenda of the assembly. In the beginning of the assembly, there should be an agenda. Everyone should speak of the importance of the society as much as he can, describing the profits that society will give him and the important things he hopes society will bring him, which he cannot obtain by himself. And how he appreciates the society accordingly.
What benefits do our,
what is the benefit that our society gives us? It gives us meaningful life, life with a purpose, a goal, to give contentment to the Creator. When we pass the spirit of life to all of creation, together with such spiritual warriors such as you, we're not afraid of anything. We are confident about the attainment of our goal, despite those obstacles Aman is placing before us. All the differences between us, we'll be able to cover with love and do our work. One of the giant fighters is from the group of Moscow. Moscow, please give us the spirit of life. Share it with us. Give us the confidence to attain the goal.
Hello, dear friends, beloved friends. Today, it was very interesting. We in our 10, we began to do our task from the morning lesson. And each friend started to write his complaints to other friends in the 10. And then after we put it all out, there was a question, what to do with it? To try and solve them personally or something else? And with this open question, I was told that I need to speak in this Yeshivat Chavrim on the subject of love of friends. And I was glad, because only love of friends can solve all we have underneath the surface. As much as I thought about it, it was clear to me that all the nonsense that we wrote in our chat, it has lesser meaning when we see the friends as great, and their spirituality grows. And sometimes you have these nonsense incidents in the tent that you need to work with. But we just need to make an effort, put in powers, in order for us to increase the most important thing, is why we gather here, what Rabash told us to do in his articles. And I'm very glad that today has been building up to this climax. I love you all, and good luck in our tents.
Дорогие братья, большой трепет.
Dear brothers,
только вашими молитвами.
Great trepidation to appear before the entire world Kli, only with the help of your prayers and our unity. I actually made it here today.
Великое счастье то, что наше поручительство.
It's great joy that our Vut is working. The group where I'm at is the greatest gift I could receive from the Creator. It's a great impression when you have no strength. And your true brothers, the fighters of connection, can lift you up on their hands and bring you in order to place you in the center of the circle and to let you speak before the whole world Kli and tell them how much our gathering, our assembling is doing such a great work, the connection of the hearts, the souls, and it brings so much joy to the Creator. We are passing the mic to our brothers from the capital of Belarus, Minsk, L'chaim.
Dear friends, it's impossible to express in words what is love of friends, but it is our base. It's the direction that we're going towards. How we open our hearts, our friends' hearts. We prepared for this Yeshivat Chavarim, and it was felt how there was mutual help to gather to one.
Мы не боимся уже тех противоречий и той ненависти, которая начинает раскрываться в нас, потому что мы чувствуем новые грани.
As much as we advance, we're not scared of the hatred that is revealed amongst us, because we feel our friends. We feel our friends more and more, and we know once again that our path is correct, is right, what our teacher talks about. We can pray for the friends that need help, pray for all the world Kli, and I want to say I love you all. And it all gives us great joy in moving forward.
Рабаш, сделай себе рава и купи себе товарища два.
Rabash, make yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend. After he has bonded with a group of people who wish to achieve the degree of love of the Creator, and he wishes to take from them the strength to work in order to bestow and be moved by their words about the necessity for obtaining the love of the Creator, he must regard each friend in the group as greater than himself. One is not impressed by the society or takes their appreciation of something unless he regards the society as greater than himself. This is the reason why each one must feel that he is the smallest of them all, since one who is great cannot receive from one who is smaller than himself, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, it is only the smaller one who is impressed through appreciating the greater one. Now, our greatest action, most beloved, is the workshop. Everyone loves the workshop. Now, the question. Who of the friends, who gave you most impression from the last week? I was impressed by Niv. We all prayed for him. He gave us all a deficiency. But who gave you an impression this week? Tell us, who impressed you this week? Share with the friends in threes. It's a workshop in threes.
Да не важно сколько, хоть 10 вас.
Это дети малые были.
Ну, больше всех меня на этой неделе впечатлил в десятке это Илюха Крашталев, как включился в работу молодежной группы.
All week, our friend gave us a great impression how he entered the young group, and he's joining us. All his friends are burning from the greatness and of the goal. Our young friends lit us up, gave us so much enthusiasm. And through that, I could connect to the lesson, to the workshops, to the articles, the daily articles, and I pass to my friend.
Well, I was impressed by everyone. Each and everyone who was included in a different way in the group work, but this week I got a great deal of impression from the young group, from our friend Maxim Sorokin, who the whole week made it to lessons, although he just now started from the young group and he has a long drive, but every day, every night he makes it here. Like an experienced fighter comes to the lessons, it doesn't give up. It gives such a greatness of the goal. These are our youngest members. They give us such an excitement and impression so we can continue and advance towards spirituality.
Yes, you can be impressed and receive this from each friend in the group. Each friend is like a gem, like a diamond, the most precious thing. On each one you can speak, on each friend. Паша Макаров is a great friend. I never knew he could work so well in the kitchen. He can cook. One time we were in a family gathering. We stood next to the barbecue and we cooked. And I realized he can make such delicious food. It was amazing. That's why every friend brings his own input to the group, his own investment, and it's the best thing to get closer to the goal. Get closer to the goal together and attain the goal.
Ну кто впечатлили меня ещё на этой неделе? Оглянуться, посмотреть на товарищей.
Глеб, who gave me, who inspired me this past week? So, Gleb always gives us an impression. He's professional. He's a true, truly special sparks in dissemination. How he teaches, how he comes, he includes himself, he enters this work. You can always envy him.
Хочу сказать я, объединимся, братья, пусть все покроет любовь. Братья, как я хотел бы, братья, любовь свою отдать вам, пусть все покроет любовь. В каждом сердце есть место, где мы связаны тесно. Пусть все покроет любовь. Распахнуть двери вечность, ощутить бесконечность. Пусть все покроет любовь. Братья, вас выбираю, братья. Стать мне, пусть все покроет любовь. Братья, давайте вместе, братья, желать единым стать мы, пусть все покроет любовь. В каждом сердце есть место, где мы связаны тесно. Пусть все покроет любовь. Распахнуть двери в вечность, ощутить бесконечность. Пусть все покроет любовь. Обнять я, вам все готов отдать я, пусть все покроет любовь. Братья, себя хочу раздать я и раствориться в братьях, пусть все покроет любовь. Стремиться внутри измениться, пусть все покроет любовь. Как одно сердце биться, объединиться, пусть все покроет любовь. Объедини всех нас снова, пусть все покроет любовь. Объедини всех нас вновь.
Сборник Торы, глава Ницавим. Благодаря заключению союза,
любовь... Ликутей Тора, Ницавим. By making the covenant, their love will be eternal love and will never fail. No prevention will part them, since they make between them a strong and steadfast tie to unite and connect through their heart with a wondrous knot and above mind and reason. Although the mind and reason should have stopped the love or caused some hate, still, because of the making of the covenant, their love will exist forever. This love and this steadfast ties will cover all crimes since they have made the covenant of connection as though they have become one flesh. And as one cannot stop being loved himself, so he will not stop loving his friend.
Также не прекратится любовь его к товарищу.
Дорогие любимые товарищи, несколько часов назад позвонил ко мне.
Dear friends, a few hours ago, a friend called me.
И позвонил ко мне товарищ и спросил, могу ли я выступить на собрании товарищей.
A friend called me and asked me if I can appear in the Yeshivat Chavrim. How can you refuse if a friend asks something like that, especially with this subject of love of friends? The heart fills up and the mind is empty. How can you pass on this feeling in your heart when you speak of the friends? What can I do? I asked my friends, my ten, to help me. I asked our Creator to help me. If you ask, help arrives. And it arrived in a way of memory. Memory of my first period in the wisdom of Kabbalah. I remember Rav coming to Israel. He did a tour of North America. And after a while, a friend who organized it all called me. And he said, let's gather, let's talk together. And then we gathered, and Alex Shapiro, our great friend, came to us. He was not in Singapore yet, he was in Minnesota. And he came a few times, and he said, I thought, what should we talk about? There was no such lessons yet. He said, such gatherings. And he said, let's talk about love of friends. I was reading at the time Pticha. I didn't understand anything. But the subject of love of friends, nothing was clear on this topic. And then he said he was so happy that there is a group in Chicago. And I didn't understand what he's talking about. We were just a few guys talking. And then gradually I understood what gems, what diamonds I have around me. And afterwards, I understood that these diamonds are points in the heart. And when they gather together, you have a treasure. And gradually, this definition of a group, like we say today, a ten or group, when we say each word, it means the same. It grows and grows and develops. And I understood that the ego likes to show himself, and the point in the heart likes to hide. The point in the heart likes to push the friends in front and see how the greatness of the Creator is amongst us. And we have such a great value in this, such a great treasure. We have such force to do anything we want. We have nothing better than the love amongst us, L'chaim.
Друзья, мы уже больше недели находимся в таком уникальном этапе.
Friends, we are in this special stage for over a week. I can remember such a thing. We've never had such a time. All of us together are developing, are advancing our history, ours, our peoples, to the full extent of the world, meaning that part of creation that yearns for connection. if we don't have enough examples for connection in that book, it's because they don't exist. They never existed throughout history. This is the first time that we're going through this with the whole world, with all the nations. We're generating that seed of connection that yearns for the Creator. That such a thing has never been throughout modern history. We are writing now the next chapter of our history, of our evolution, of humanity. It's revealed in our society, in our hearts.
Для будущих поколений, так как
we write this history not for us, but for the next generations. And you, great friends, you wrote this history for us. And thanks to you, we are sitting amongst you, amongst friends. And if you would ask me now, if I would change 1 second of my life, for 100%, I can surely say I wouldn't change a second in my life. Because maybe I wouldn't arrive here, and I could arrive in somewhere else. And I thank the Creator that He gave me these friends, you friends. And my request,
if
I have another day to live tomorrow, I want to be each moment with you, because you're a great group of friends and great friends. L'chaim.
Hola, amigos.
Hello, friends.
Qué impresión de todos los amigos en el
work. What an impression from all the friends in the world, our friends in Israel. What a week we had with so many things. And especially love of friends. My 10 was here all week together with you. They bring us each time to the next degree. They push you. They want you to make it through, to make it possible for you. And another week comes and we need to enter it with everything we've got, with all of our excitement. All the friends around the world are preparing and we've accumulated so much. So we would start implementing it in the next degree. We are tremendously grateful for this moment and everything we learned from this book that we've covered throughout the week, and still we're missing things and new things are revealed every moment. And like all the friends around the world, every day we embrace each other to make an even greater effort every day. L'chaim, friends.
Крыляет нас идти вперед. Мы долго шли во тьме, ведомые судьбой. Теперь мы вместе возвращаемся домой. 5000 лет дорог скитаний и разлук, 5000 лет слияния глаз, сплетение рук. Мы расставались и встречались вновь в пути. Настало время, укажи, куда идти. Там подступает горло и сжимается в груди. Там озаренный светом дом стоит в конце пути. Там после долгой битвы, после долгого пути, там звучат слова молитвы. Моим братьям помоги, моим братьям помоги.
Salut les amis.
Hello friends. I'm saying hi from Africa. This great joy. It's a joy inexpressible in words to speak amongst great friends, the greatest of the generation. Towards the great event ahead of us, this is an opportunity to write our part of history, this virtual congress that we have on the 18th of January. This is the birth of humanity in Africa. And thanks to you, we receive so much force. It's the first time that friends here are uniting from all across Africa. They will be together, and we are talking together about faith, tikkun, correction, love of friends, and it's inexpressible. We're filled with gratitude for all the friends, all the kli that you brought us here to this degree, and we ask, don't stop supporting us, because this is how we will succeed in forming a group with one heart.
About 2 hours ago, I got a WhatsApp from Boris. Tells me, friends from Peter wants me to talk about the preparation for the Congress. Preparation for the Congress? What can I say about it? In Congresses in other countries, I'm used to having everything organized. There are teams. Every team has a manager, there's a secretary. There's a nice flow chart how all the teams are connected and working together. There's a meeting every day for two months. I can say a lot.
about how we make, how they prepare congresses. And in Israel, I have no clue how it's working here. You need spiritual vessels to understand how things work here. Just to close your eyes and merge with the friends. I said, I can't talk about it in the gathering of friends. I have nothing to say about it. He said, are you certain? I wrote to him half a page of why am I certain, and I'm about to send it. And I'm reading his message again. He writes, friends from Peter would like you to talk about the preparation for the Congress. The friends from Peter want you to talk about the preparation for the Congress. I read it maybe 20 times until it entered my heart. I tried to feel, what are they after? And then I started to imagine this Congress, how the most exalted desires in reality assemble in one place, the place of the Congress. And the place of Congress is not in the desert, it's not in this warehouse in Tel Aviv. It's here between us, in this field. And here we have to reach love that it resembles the Creator, to learn how to pass this force to all of humanity that is so thirsty for life. How do you prepare for such a thing? What if it's tomorrow? What if the Congress is tomorrow? Rav comes and says, he gives a few hints. And he says, okay, do it now. Do I know what to do? Do I think that everyone knows what to do? What am I doing now so it would help us know what to do in the Congress?
And
then I remember the example. You don't have to go far. Yesterday in the morning lesson, Rav, I heard him say that our common effort is in creating reflected light, O Chozer. Okay. Then we come in the evening to the lesson. We're about to read an article. The reader is about to read it from Baal Sulam. Suddenly Oren stops him and says, hold on, I have a question. Rav says, what's the question? Oren says, in the morning, you talked about the Ochozer. Can you? There was not even a question. But it was so important for him to this thing. He was thinking about it from the morning till evening. Just how to build this common effort that Rav was aiming us for. He came with a demand, with a request from Rav to give another bit of guidance, a few more words, how to do it. So from such lessons, from such days, from such friends, we build the Congress. L'chaim, friends.
Ой, наши мимады, тихи ласта наши, ой, наши мимады. Oh, yeah.
Выхай мировое клей!